Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Chester Elton's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. He's the co-founder of the Culture Works. He's the author of a number of books on engaging and encouraging and appreciating your people. The new book that he and his co-author Adrian Gostick have written is called All In, How the Best Managers Create a Culture of Belief and Drive Big Results. He's our good friend. Chester, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's good to have you back. So what have you guys been working on lately that that we can benefit from?
Well, really interesting. You know, as the economy kind of slowly comes back, or we've found a lot of companies are kind of merging, bringing in new employees that perhaps bought a second location. And the idea is, how do you take those new employees and bring them into your existing culture? Hmm. Do they really understand what, when you say extraordinary customer service, does it mean the same thing to them? So we just finished up a really interesting project with a bank in upstate New York, First Niagara Bank, where they had gone around and a lot of these smaller regional distressed banks.
This is an independent community bank?
Well, yeah, what they did is they had bought up a lot of independent community banks that were distressed, right?
So they became a small regional bank.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, they've got about 5,000 employees in upstate western New York and parts of Pennsylvania. So what they were looking at is they kept bringing in, and some of these regional banks, as you know, community banks, may only have 4 or 5 branches,
you know, maybe
50, 60 employees.
Yeah.
Sorry?
That's right.
Yeah. And so the idea is as we bring these people in, it's important, as you well know, to bring them up to speed immediately. Here's how we do business. Here's how mm-hmm. we process, you know, paperwork and so on. So there was this real push to say, well, at First Niagara, what is our culture? Let's lock that down first. And then as we onboard people, let's make sure they know that, A, they're welcome. You know, that this isn't, they were very careful when they went in to make sure they communicated often and at very high levels as to, you know, what branches were staying, what branches were being merged, who was being brought over, who was going to be helped to find other jobs, and
mm-hmm.
so on.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love the way they did it. They used their top leadership really well. You know, the president, the CEO, the regional guys, all were very visible. They did something that I know you do really well. They were very careful and made it a priority, listen to this, to learn everyone's name,
mm-hmm.
introduce them, and remember their name
mm-hmm.
to make them feel welcome. Isn't that a great practice?
Oh, yeah. That's people love to hear you say their names, especially
right.
when they think you actually remembered.
Well, they have an extraordinary leader there, a guy named John Kommel, and he's a local Buffalo guy, you know, came up through consulting and brought some business partners together, saw an opportunity to say, hey, there's a lot of distressed banks out there. If we pull them together and do it right, we can, you know, make a difference in our communities. We can save a lot of jobs,
mm-hmm.
and we can pump, you know, good loans and good opportunities back into the Buffalo area, which I just love. You know, they're very community-minded. But he had, you know, on the first day of each one of these mergers, he would call a town hall meeting, bring everybody together, have his people do their homework, and he would go around the room and greet every person
yeah.
individually
wow.
by name. It was a remarkable
wow.
way to
see,
onboard.
That's
incredible.
That's the kind of investment that makes the difference between success and failure. How many times have you and I seen the opposite, where the CEO was aloof from everybody? The CEO, you know, wouldn't have done that for all the, you know. You almost couldn't have paid him enough to go around and shake everyone's hand. I mean, my goodness, he's the CEO after all. Why would he be doing that?
You bet. And we take that, right? We say, well, he's a busy guy. You know, he's running a big corporation.
Nothing he has to do would be more important than what he did.
And see, he understands that. Now, another thing they did is they did very much a listening tour. And John was a big part of this as well. You know, he had there was a regional bank down in Pennsylvania they had acquired. He met with the branch, you know, managers and so on and sat down. Now, it was scheduled for 15 minutes. They said, look, he's doing a tour. He's got all this stuff going on. He's only going to have about 15 or 20 minutes, but, you know, he's got things he wants to talk to you about. So they all thought that he was going to come in, give him a 15-minute pep talk, and then take off. You know, That what we expected. So he comes in and he sits down and he says, hey, listen. You guys know this region and your banks much better than I do. My job is to listen to you. Tell me what are your challenges. Tell me where you think we can go, and tell me where you think the opportunities are. And at first, everybody was a little surprised, right? They kind of stepped back and said, gee, we thought you were going to talk to us. And he goes, no. Your ideas are what are going to be key here. And the meeting didn't last 15 minutes, and it lasted an hour and a half. He pulled out that butcher paper, that Post-it note, big stuff.
Right.
Wrote it all down, and when it was all said and done, tore it all off, folded it up like his Sunday newspaper, put it under his arm, and said, hey, I've got a meeting tomorrow with my top leaders. We're going to discuss this. Now, that's a wonderful experience, but what's the follow-up? And I think this is where a lot of companies make a mistake. They have a great beginning, but they don't have a very good middle.
Right.
You know? So what was really funny is at the end of the day, the next day, the regional leaders for this bank called their branch managers and said, what did you talk to John about? We spent 2 hours talking about all your ideas and what we could implement. It was amazing. So they connected the loop back that not only did they hear what they were saying, but they were going to do something about it. And it was a remarkably smooth transition. People went from being part of a small regional bank, you know, a small community bank, to being part of a bigger regional bank.
Because moment one, they felt valued.
Exactly. And they were proud to say, hey, now I work for First Niagara. We've got resources. We've got leaders that listen. They know who I am. And they've been doing this, you know, in different spots around.
You know, it's amazing. It's amazing, Chester, how with all the new tools, all the social media, all the fancy schmancy stuff that we have, that we all have to keep up with these days, the biggest key to success in the economy, in the marketplace, in business today, is treating your people the way they've wanted to be treated for millennia.
You bet. And it's that one-on-one relationship.
Yep.
John knows my name. Yep. My area VP knows my name.
It's not complicated. And it's not expensive. In fact, it's easy, and it costs you nothing but a little bit of time. Chester Elton, folks, the book is called All In. He and I will be right back. More of this kind of stuff after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.